My dearest heart dwellers, we have faced many challenges in the past months, and I continue to hold out great hope. The Lord has restored my ability to work with music, and I'm making progress, and it brings me so much joy. But this is so important for Him, and I long with all my heart to finish my appointed course before the trumpet sounds. He's given me a heart to sing again, and I rejoice in His faithfulness. Are there things He has been restoring in you? Some of you have very unique gifts and long to give them expression, and this He will do if you continue to press in and call on His talent and endurance to run the race to its completion. Each day we're faced with choices, and many of us are excited about our work and have been restored by His grace. We see our children maturing. We enjoy our grandchildren and pray with high hopes for them. Some of our families bring us great comfort, for others a bitter challenge. But each day we move forward doing something towards the goals God has given us. And it's exciting. So exciting sometimes that I can't wait to get to the keyboard and make progress. I can't wait to finish the painting of God the Father. For some of you, you're learning a new skill and growing, and so looking forward to doing great things for the Lord under His anointing. For others, your devotion to your family and meeting their needs occupies your minds each day. And for others still, your work is expanding and you've been given raises and new territory from your employer. For some, you're about to purchase a house and you've found the one that perfectly suits your needs. Others are embarking on a great journey, going to new lands with the gospel. Every one of us, somewhere inside, have dreams. Even if they are failed, there is still a spark of hope that the future will give us another opportunity. For me, it's about 30 songs I really want to finish and albums I want to put together, as well as more messages. And I really love to see an increase in my faith. You know, the kind of faith that goes to the airport and steps into a booth in the bathroom and waits while the Lord says, wait. And then the Lord says, okay, go out. And you go out and you're in Trinidad with my dear ones, helping them come to America. I have great hopes for them because they are very, very special in God. But here I must tell you, what if you and I are at the end of our tomorrows? What if you wake up to World War III? What if there is no more food at the store? No more medicines you depend on daily to live and function? What if there's no more gasoline at the pump because it's been shut down? And what if you have a dire medical need and there's no hospital to go to? I'm asking you to put yourself in these scenarios. Why? Because our days are taken up with these things. Our time is lavished on these things. Our thoughts, like a merry-go-round, are constantly riding on all these duties, hopes, and dreams. Think about this and put yourself there. You wake up in the morning to an uncanny silence. The alarm didn't go off. There's no light. You go to pick up your phone, and it's dead. Your computer battery just ran out, and there's no electricity. You go to use the restroom, and there's no water. Your refrigerator's warm, and things in your freezer are melting. Things are strangely quiet outside. No laughter from children, no traffic, even the birds are quiet. You go to call your daughter, and the phone is useless. You go to send her an email, and your server is down. And then you hear it. Martial law has been declared. We are at war. One of our cities has been destroyed. Commerce has stopped. Trucks have stopped. People are unable to go anywhere because gasoline is only for the military. Why am I painting such a dark picture against the backdrop of your dreams and new anointings? I'm telling you this because the president has been taken out of office and now wicked people are in control calling the shots. People who want you dead have taken over and done all they could to see to it that America is completely destroyed with as many as possible dead. Now, this has not happened yet, but I'm telling you this. because this is what would happen if the president is taken out of office. You haven't gone shopping for a week, so you're low on food, but the stores have been overrun, trashed, and are closed and locked up. You go to your kitchen and try to calculate how long you can live on what you've got. And if you aren't armed, what do you do have will soon belong to thugs who go door to door to get what you've so diligently saved. You grab your bug-out bag, but woefully you don't have the gas to get away to the mountains, and the roads are all closed and barricaded. The army has closed off your access to exit town, and all of this happens overnight. What was your life, all your possessions, my keyboard and recording equipment, my family photo album and precious things, are going to be looted and sacked by desperately hungry people and criminals. Computers are useless without electricity, without a server. All of a sudden, your priority is to stay alive and get away from your home. And it's winter and brutal outside, but all you can think of is how to find something to eat and a place to hide from the chaos. Do you think I'm being far-fetched by sharing this with you? I'm telling you, dear ones, if you do not change your priorities to praying for the president and give that the lion's share of your time and attention, you are looking at your tomorrow. A prophet by the name of Jeremiah Johnson had a dream yesterday, and I sought the Lord about it, and I got the Holy Spirit. His dream was that our president was going deeper into the swamp in a boat, feeling very victorious over all opposition. He was happy, but he wasn't paying attention to the crocodiles that were being sent to bite through the boat and sink it. The deeper he got into the swamp, feeling so self-assured, the bigger the beasts got, and he never noticed them until they took a section of the boat out and started to sink. Then he was devoured by them. Why? Why? Why did this happen? We are praying for him, right? Yes, we are praying, and God answers prayer, but not all are praying. Not all have turned their gaze from the dreams in their lives to dedicate time to prayer and fasting. Some of the most capable among us are very busy with our ministries and jobs and not taking these dangers seriously enough to make their life stop going round and round and get on their knees. So I finished a song. Nowhere to play it. No venue. The internet is shut down. It would have been much wiser for me to give the lion's share to prayer for Trump until we were out of danger. Now I finished my song, but for what? So you were given a raise, but no food in the stores and the banks are shut. It is falling apart. Your hard work at your company is useless because it's been shut down. Don't you see, hard fellers? Don't you see? We have no tomorrow if this man goes down. Your dreams that were dependent on the fabric of society are all for nothing. Your ministry, schooling, projects to help others all come to nothing because all your energies are spent on securing the next meal, where it will come from, and how will I defend my loved ones from looters. At Pearl Harbor, they were having a leisurely day, family fun, looking forward to the harvest, building their homes, decorating, taking scenic trips and hanging out with family and friends. And suddenly it came to them, the unthinkable happened. Japan attacked and destroyed substantial military assets, killed hundreds, and changed the fate of thousands of lives in a mere hour. We've been warned over and over again. We know much has to come to pass in Revelation, but we've also been given another window of time, conditionally, that we would build a secure hedge of prayer around our president. Are we fasting? Are we praying? Not just a few prayers and then off to the keyboard or school or whatever, but gut-wrenching intercession, fasting, and putting our all into it. We have to ask for it. Lord, please give us a spirit of travail for our nation. Lord, give us the grace and willingness to fast. Lord, make it real to us. If we lose this president, we lose it all. Now, I have not substantiated this, but there are rumors that the enemy is going to try and overthrow the government and impeach the president to put Trump in handcuffs on CNN Live in front of the nation, charging him with lies and falsehoods. Could that be all the crocodiles starting to take bites out of the boat? Could that be? I don't know. I'm telling you all, only travailing prayer is going to build that wall around him. He's concerned for the wall in Mexico, but he is the one in the greatest danger. He's the one who needs the wall. And where are all the Christians who are supposedly building that wall with their fasts and tears and supplications? Well, some are at church, others are at the movies, some at work, others in school, and some are just too tired after a full day's work to do anything but lay on the couch and watch news. This cancer that we're dealing with in the world is so much bigger and more established than anyone ever imagined. Certainly our president underestimated the depth, the breadth, and the stranglehold of this cursed disease that has entrenched itself on the earth. Because in this dream, he was in his Make America Great Again hat and laughing as he forged deeper into the swamp. A new Christian easily falls to overconfidence and presumption. His wins have been because of the prayer behind him. I don't think he fully understands how impotent he is in the face of this world's consuming cancer. Yes, he is a genius, but what gives power to his bite is prayer. So far, so good. He's still alive. The almost daily assassination attempts have failed, but as he goes deeper into the swamp, the creatures get much bigger than he imagined, and his boat gets more flimsy with every approaching beast. His success depends on your prayers, and this is a new level of warfare, heart dwellers. We are in deeper than ever before, and the fight is fierce. If we don't increase our sacrifices and prayers, we will wake up one morning with nothing. Our precious plans for the future totally crushed. Lord, I've run out of words. Have I been too harsh? Jesus began, "You have nailed it, right on target. The plans being made now to take him down are more vicious than anything he has encountered in his administration. Do not tell me about this prophet and that prophet that talked about his second term. Those prophecies were given on the basis of a praying America, an America that falls to its knees and cries out to me for justice. When complacency sets in and people drop out of serious prayer because they think it's all covered, that is the death knell for America. Forgive me, Lord, but I thought there were huge prayer meetings and movements all over the nation to protect him." Jesus continued, "What is needed is the prayer of the Ninevites, and you are nowhere near that." "But I thought we had another 2 years from the Father." 2 years of crushing defeat and survival of the fittest, or 2 years of glorious moving forward? Claire, you've shaken some people up by this message, but I tell you the truth. Unless it is fully embraced and put into motion, there is little hope for Donald. He is without sufficient protection for this next move of the enemy. He is wide open, and only a huge movement of travailing prayer will save your nation. Why do you think I keep playing In the Storm for you? For those of you who don't know, In the Storm is about an attack on American City in World War III. Every morning, sometimes two or three times, I have been trying to get your attention. Why do you think you have been with me in your wedding dress dancing? We are so very close. And if things continue the way they have been, there is no hope of turning it around. Have you ever wondered why I tell some prophets about the glorious plans I have for this nation, and others like yourself are called upon to get into the trenches and fight? Yes, Jesus, all the time I wonder. But then I remember what you told me, that each group has a different calling. and you're depending on the diligent prayers of the faithful to fulfill the good prophecies. He continued, I am projecting what is possible if diligence is maintained. But when people are drawn out of the trenches into civilian affairs and leave their post wide open to the enemy, my words cannot be fulfilled. If Nineveh had not repented, it would have been destroyed as it was later. What is needed here is major repentance and a turning to me with pet projects and dreams in second place, to serious intercession, the kind that wipes you out. I'm not calling for this indefinitely, but I'm calling for it now. If all of you take this to heart and act in obedience, there will be a time when the tables are turned. But right now, you are in the midst of grave danger. Your piano, your songs, your messages are all a waste of time unless you've gotten into substantial travailing prayer first. That is how serious this is. Don't waste your time doing anything for me if you've not beaten down the gates of heaven with tears, fasting, and supplication for your nation. Lord, some of us can't fast. I know that, and I've spoken into the conscience of all to do what is best suited for them. As a general rule, sweet and pleasant foods should be avoided and offered up, but it is better if you don't make it obvious to others. Stay humble and hide it unless you are altogether on the self-denial. The hour you spend on video games, which are not healthy for you, you should give up and mow an elderly person's yard for them. Give up gourmet food for plain food. For instance, pizza for a simple meal, or meat and potatoes or cereal. Quinoa is a very good fast for you, Claire. Abstain from meat on Fridays and Wednesdays. Wednesday corresponds to the key events in my life that paved the way for my arrest Thursday night. But Friday is sufficient. Tell me, my people, what are you willing to give up to save your nation? Remember, this is critical timing. I will not ask this of you every day unless you wanted to offer it to me. And there is nothing you can give me that I'll not return to your hearts 1,000-fold. My great love for you in a sensible way. Claire, you can go without cinnamon in your coffee in the morning. Little things. Yes, very little things count for much. Do not fast so severely that you're too weak to pray. Do not fast if you're sick or pregnant or have undergone surgery. But you can deny yourself treat foods. Do not deny your body water. Meat is a good offering, but not if it makes you so weak you cannot pray. Offer me every little irritation, delay, opposition, accident, trial, inconvenience. Offer these things in a spirit of meekness and thanksgiving that you have something to offer. Do not announce that you're fasting. Do not attempt outrageous fasts which come from pride. To take great pleasure in fasting and others can't. To see yourself as a spiritual person because you're fasting and they are not is very detrimental to your soul. You are opening the door to pride and the invasion of the enemy, which will cost you much, as well as making your sacrifice of no account. Go out of your way for others. Deny yourself and do for others. I'm asking this of you right now, during this time. This will not last long, but it's going to be a very hard 2 weeks. You will not always have access to or know what is going on. That is another suffering. Just know that no gift of yours falls to the ground without first bearing much fruit. Please embrace this prayer, fasting, and self-denial as if you were trying to prevent my crucifixion. Because I tell you truly, the pain I will suffer if we lose this battle will be like my crucifixion all over again. Will you stand with me? Will you deny yourself for me? Remember, this will not go on forever, but the next 2 weeks are critical. I would also ask you to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary if possible. I never force anything on anyone, but my mother's tender heart is standing with all of us in this assault against your government. If you are not willing, please pray. Lord, I am willing to be made willing, and I will make your sacrifices sweeter than you could have ever imagined. Plead the blood over his staff and his protection, that no traitor would be given access to him. Pray for supernatural sensitivity for all of them. Pray Psalm 91 over them, and trust that no word of mine will return void, but it will accomplish what I have sent it for. If enough of you do these things, embracing them with your whole heart, we will have a victory.